perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and thank you for inviting me in your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. This is Brother Tommy Mounts. I've been doing this for many years, but it never gets old. It gets better and better every day. I hope you're doing well today. I hope sickness hasn't came to your home. If so, we're going to be praying for you in just a few moments. And I always said, let go and let God. You know, God is possible. He can do all things through Him to them that believe. So let's believe and have faith in God today. In this time of Corona, seem like a lot of problems in this Corona time, but we've got a God who knows all, sees all, so we can depend upon Him. Amen. Well, let's get our first song going right here, and I hope you enjoy this one.
Lead me to the altar. Lead me to the altar, I hear Jesus, my Savior, calling me. His tender voice I hear, I feel His presence near. Lead me to the altar, lead me. I was sitting in a little country church one Sunday night, listening to an old-time preacher. He was telling of God's saving grace, of His power, and of all of His might. What seated next to me was a dear old gentleman. His face was wrinkled, his hands were calloused, and his hair had already turned gray. As the preacher told of the home beyond the sky, the old gentleman bowed down his head. Tears came to his eyes, and when the invitation was given for those who had gone astray, he freely took me by the hand, and this I heard him softly say, well, I am old, blind, and feeble. I cannot find my way. I need a hand to guide me. Please help me lest I stray. I've lived my life in vain. My heart with sin is stained. Lead me to the altar. Lead me. Lead me to the altar. Lead me to the altar. I hear Jesus, my Savior, calling me. His tender voice I hear, I feel His presence near. Lead me to the altar, lead me.
Yes, sir, lead me to the altar. You know, I still believe in an altar prayer. I think the sad part of the church today is that we've taken out prayer and we've taken out the fellowship. And when you take away the fellowship, then you destroy God. I don't think you can go to church and have anything. If you can't have fellowship, you can't have anything. And I miss that in the church today. I don't like the way the church is being handled today, but I know in these Corona times you got to be very careful and very cautious. But anyhow, I just felt like saying that. I'm not against the church now. I know that Brother Stevens, last week I told you on the broadcast, he had come by and left me an offering and said he's going to do it every month because he couldn't go to church. Well, a lot of people are not going to church because they're afraid of this Corona, and you do have to be very cautious, be very careful, because it is raging, and you can't take any chances, and you've got to be very careful. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate Brother Stephen leaving that $20 offering, and Sandy's going to do that every month because a lot of people can't send their money to the church. Now listen, just because you're not in church doesn't mean that you can't support your church. You still need to support your church, but you can support your church and also support this minister, okay? And I appreciate him doing that, and I hope that you will do the same.
Well, I stood beside the grave site of my loved one, like planting seed, to watch and wait for spring. When Christ returns with all his power and glory, he'll call for sense to come to life, and dust will say, when dust shall say, on resurrection morning, the saints arise and let their voices ring. Those that remain, they'll be changed in just a moment. We'll hear the shout, the trumpet sound, and dust will sing. Since Jesus died, in death it's lost in victory. If we're in Christ, the grave has lost its sting. You see, Christ conquered death, so he will conduct that great gigantic chorus. And with voices raised and with a great shout of praise, then my friend dust, it will say, when dust will say, on resurrection morning, the saints arise and let their voices ring. They will be changed in just a moment. We'll hear a shout and the trumpet sound, and dust will sing.
Yes, sir, dust will sing. That's hard to believe, but the Bible said with a shout, the trump of God, the sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which remain shall be caught up ever to be the Lord in the air. And I can't wait for that time. I'm in no hurry to go now, but God knows that. My time is going to come. I know what the Bible says, it's appointed that a man wants to die, and my time will come, but it's not until God says it's going to be, then I'm going to rejoice and give him more praise and more glory. Well, I say praise the Lord. I feel good in my spirit today. I feel good in my body. I had a checkup this week. It seemed like I'm doing real well, except my eye. I got this macular in my eye, and I can't read the Bible like I used to. And I can't. If I could still pastor, I'd be out there Bible thumping every Sunday morning in some church. But this morning I've got that mac in my eye, and you know what that macular does? It just takes away your vision. But anyhow, you continue to pray for me, and I will pray for you, okay? Let's go back to another song now.
Have you prayed for a loved one struggling hard with pain? You ask the Lord for healing, but that healing never came. Now in spite of all your efforts, the good Lord called them home. It's hard to let go when you're trying to hold on. Now you're down in a valley, looking up to the sky. And you pray, Lord, I know you know what's best, but I still don't understand why. If you could hear your loved one speaking now to you, well, they'd say you wouldn't be grieving if you only knew. If you only knew, I'm just going home. Your prayers have been answered. My sickness is gone. Things look much better from heaven's view. The sun's always shines. We're having a time, if only he knew. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I'm in the arms of Jesus now, and I'm not suffering anymore. Hand in hand we'll stroll together down heaven's avenue. We're having a big celebration, if only you knew. If you only knew, I'm just going home. Your prayers have been answered. My sickness is gone. Things look much better from heaven's view. The sun always shines. We're having a time, if only you knew.
Well, we'll see that place one day. The Bible said every knee will bow and every tongue will confess, and we will see heaven. And I believe heaven is real, and I'm going to play this song right here. It says, heaven is real. I want to send it out to all my loved ones today, all you who have paid and prayed for this broadcast. This preacher has been on here many years, and I'm not going to give up just yet. So you just keep praying and keep believing God, because all things are possible to them that will believe. Heaven is real.
I have heard of a land, a life beyond this life we know, whose beauty and splendor and its walls and its streets are pure gold. Though my eyes cannot see and my hands cannot touch it and feel, I plan to go there, for I know heaven is real. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air we breathe. Heaven is real. The Bible says, and I believe, there's a place that's prepared for the pure and the free. And how my heart thrills just to know heaven is real. Some say I can't go, and its streets and the city's not gold, and that my glorious mansion I is only a humble abode. Oh, I still want to go, for that's where my soul longs to be. For my Savior is there, and that makes it heaven for me. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air I breathe. Heaven is real. Oh, the Bible says, and I believe there's a place that's prepared for the caravan of free. And how my heart reels just to know heaven is real. And oh, how my heart reels to know heaven is real.
Yes, sir. Heaven is real. It's real as the day is day and the night is night. It's as real. And I'm going to go there one day. And neighbor, I'd like for you to go with me. I'm going to be a lot of people over there. They're going to be shouting on the streets of gold. And I want to be there. I want to meet Brother Ernie Barley. And me and him are going to shout together. And I told him, I said, now, Brother Ernie, you may go on to heaven. But I said, when I get there, I am going to shout up the streets of gold. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shout all over heaven.
Oh, she said, on Fool's Day. Well, I'm going to preach a sermon this morning that is a little different. But I feel like it's very needful of the Lord. I have preached some sermons that I've preached, and I've preached some the Lord has given me. And I feel like this morning that God is speaking to us as a church, as a people. And I've got a lot of scripture to read, but I'm not going to read it all because it would take me the whole sermon to read it. But we appreciate Joe and his wife being back with us, and then Sterl's mother. We appreciate all of our visitors, and we appreciate you coming. But listen very carefully as I read it, and if you don't have your Bible, please go home and read it. It would do you good. Now, I want to apologize, first of all, because this is not a King James Bible. I try not to be offensive. I know that there's some people that like just the King James, and I respect you for that. But I've got several Bibles in my study, and the simpler they get, the better I can understand. Because I'm a simple man, and I like somebody just to point it out. You know what I mean? And so I'm going to be reading from the New Century Version. And I want you to listen how plain and how simple it is, and remember that I'm a simple preacher, so I need it like that. But Jesus is, in the sixth chapter, is saying this. When the followers of Jesus heard this, many of them said, "This teaching is hard. Who can accept it?" Knowing that his followers were complaining about this, Jesus said, "Does this teaching bother you? Then, will it also bother you to see the Son of Man going back to the place where he came from? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh does not give life. The words I told you, they're spirit, and they give life. But some of you don't believe." Jesus knew from the beginning that they did not believe on him, and he turns again to say to them, "That is the reason I said, if the Father does not bring a person to me, that one cannot come to me." Dropping down to the seventh chapter of the book of John. After this, Jesus traveled into Galilee. He did not want to travel into Judea because the Jews there wanted to kill him. It was time for the Jewish feast of the shelter. So Jesus' brothers, now remember, Jesus had four half-brothers, two half-sisters. So this is his family that's speaking to him. "You should leave this place. You should go to Judea, so that your followers there can see the miracles you're doing. Anyone who wants to be well known does not hide what he does. If you are doing these things, show yourself to the world." Now let's drop over to the 16th verse of the 7th chapter. Jesus answered, "The things I teach are not my own, but they come from him who sent me. If people choose to do what they want to do, they will know that my teaching comes from God and not from man. Those who teach their own ideals are trying to get honor for themselves. But those who try to bring honor to the one who sent him speak the truth. And there is nothing false in them. Moses gave the law, but none of you obeyed it. How do you like your eggs? When you go into a restaurant, and you walk up to the, and you get a seat, the host sets you down. You take the menu out, and you begin to read the menu, and you say, well, I'll take two eggs, and I'll take an order of bacon and a little bit of toast on the side. She speaks back to you, and she says, how do you want them? Well, I like mine cooked to death. I like them hard. And I tell her, I said, I want them just as hard as you can get them. I like my bacon a little bit tender, though, if you don't mind. Don't like it cooked to death. Well, Martha, sitting across from me, she said, I want mine sunny side up. And I want you to be sure, don't harden the yaller. I like to break the yaller because I like the yaller of the egg. Well, supposing you were with 10 or 12 people, every one of them wants it different. One wants hardball, one wants sunny side up, one wants turned over lightly, one wants turned up lightly, some wants poached, some... It's just so many different ways. Can you imagine that poor cook when he gets 15 different orders and every one of them's different? And then when they bring it back to the table out of 15 orders, someone looks at it and says, mine ain't right. This ain't the way I want it. You know, me and Martha can't even agree on a pizza. I'm serious. We have trouble ordering a pizza. Because Martha, she likes them old hot banana peppers. My Jack back there, he probably wouldn't have given them to her. But Martha likes them old hot banana peppers. Well, I like the green peppers. And then Martha likes them old black olives. Well, they're all well and good, but what happens, we finally order the pizza, and I tell them, I say, make half of it banana peppers and half of it green peppers. I say, I can just imagine what they're thinking, you know. But anyhow, when it comes home, I tell Martha, I say, Martha, you ruined my pizza. Them old banana peppers, they get hot, and them old black olives, they get hot, and that juice flows out of them and gets over on my side. I eat it because I've got to eat it. As long as Martha likes it, I've got to put up with it, you see. So anyhow, I say to Martha, I said, Martha, that's not the way I wanted it. And you know, this morning, I want to talk on how do we want our Christianity? How do we want it? It seems to me that that's what God is saying to us today. How do you want it? You see, if you read back there in the 6th chapter, that's exactly what Jesus ran into. Now, he said, I could have told you some fleshly things. And he said, I told you spiritual things. And I told you the simple plan, but you don't want it. That's what he said. Hey, they said, it's too hard for us. I like what old George Bush said. That'll go down in history, that George Bush said, read my lips. And Jesus said to that congregation, I don't care how you want it, that's the way it's got to be. He said, no man cometh to the Father except through and by me. And Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the way.
Well, we're going to have to close that message out. We will do that again later on. But right now, we want to do a song for you before we close. And I hope this song will help your heart and life. It says, I'll meet you in the morning. And this is a beautiful song, and I want to close the broadcast with this one. We will come back to this sermon another time, okay? I appreciate you. I hope that this week you decide to send a love offering for the broadcast. It's been way down, but we've been struggling right on along anyhow. So I've got the poem in my Bible that Granny Monk gave me when the first piano player that I ever had in the first church I ever pastored, she gave me a poem, said, don't quit. And said, rest a while if you must, but just don't quit. Well, she sent me the last part of that just before she passed away. But today, I don't want to quit. I want to keep going as long as God gives me breath. We will keep going. With your help, with your support, we'll keep moving on.
I will meet you in the morning by the wide river's side. When I'll struggle, sit down by the river and the rapture all acquaintance renew. You love me in the morning by the smile that I wear when I meet you.
Neighbor, that is our broadcast today, and I hope you've enjoyed. I hope you've sang right along with me and kind of praised God together. Father, we pray for this broadcast. We thank you for those who have paid and prayed and helped this preacher to carry the gospel for so many years. God, we've been preaching for a long time, but Lord, you know our heart, you know our mind, you know everything about us. So Lord, we're thankful for that. We're thankful for every soul that's there and those that are listening, especially to the Word of God, because the Word of God is the only thing that will set us free. So we're thankful for that, and we pray, God, that you continue to bless this week and bless the sick. Heal the sick, bring deliverance to the captive, set in liberty those who have been bruised and bound. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. Well, neighbor, I got to get off the air now, so you pray for me, and I'm expecting to hear from you this week, okay? Goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is a humble prayer. You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounds, Box 2642, Manners Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounds, Box 2642, Manners Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.